can go back if you wish, no?
You give me it.
Yeah, but... No? Okay. I guess some people record for their own private thing, so it's nothing very serious. Just that for anyone recording, just remember that the people here and their faces should be protected unless they don't mind going on, because we don't have any problems at work and things like that. Also, okay, let's start, inshallah. Rahman wa salli ala Rasul Kareem. Today we read from Ya Ayyuhan Nas Ubudu, inshallah. Before we begin, this week has been a challenging week and a difficult week for many Muslims. And it has been challenging because of the constant question people are being asked: is Islam a violent religion? Are Muslims violent? Are we taught violence? Do we have violence within our bloodstream? These are questions people are asking, and it has become very challenging and difficult for Muslims all over. Once upon a time, it was only challenging for what we will call religious-looking Muslims, or Muslims that had open Muslim names like Muhammad or whatever, Ibrahim, etc. Now it has come to a point where it doesn't matter what name you have, it doesn't matter how you dress, even if you dress religious or you don't dress religious, it doesn't matter. Everyone, once you are Muslim, you are a target. That's what it has seemed like lately. In fact, even in Texas, I was told that some people came in front of the mosque, non-Muslims, and they came with guns. And they were quite serious. They were trying to threaten Muslims. One case we got where all the board members, all their addresses and details were put online, telling people that these are board members of an Islamic society, and they became targets. So as you can see, that everyone has become a fair target, unfortunately, on the attack upon Muslims. As I mentioned in one of the interviews, attacking Muslims is good money. Attacking Muslims is good business. For those people that are in the security industry, it creates a boom for them. For those individuals that want a higher ranking and rating in the polls, you just attack Muslims, or you attack a Muslim country. The facts are there. It happened under George Bush Sr. It happened under George Bush Jr. It happened under the Clinton administration. And even the Obama administration, you'll notice that sometimes when the ratings went down, then they made an attack. And whenever they make an attack, people say, yes, now the president is strong. And that's what gives them superior ratings. It is sad. So the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ makes very clear, a time will come when Muslims will be like on a table. They'll be like on a table. And just like how you grab meat, you grab things to eat, and you sort of rip into it, Muslims will be treated that way. Wherever they are in the world, you can do anything you want to a Muslim. Muslim life has become very, very cheap. At least these are the historical facts as we see it. So it is very, very sad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us advice in today's tafsir, where he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم. And Allah is now shifting our focus. Until this point, we are hearing as part of the tafsir that munafiqs, which are hypocrites, they are attacking good people. And Allah is trying to give us guidance on how that when we are attacked, how we should reshift and how we should refocus ourselves throughout. And this is a constant struggle everyone will go through. How do I get aligned? You know, they say your car needs alignment. Every now and then your car needs an alignment. Every year or every 2 years, it needs to be put right. If you don't put the alignment right, then it starts going one way or the other way and your tires start having a problem. So everything needs an alignment. Our iman needs an alignment. Our salah needs an alignment. Our wudu needs an alignment. That is why many of us think, well, I don't need to worry. I'm making wudu for 5 years or 10 years or 15 years. Sit down with someone else at the time of making wudu, and you'll see sometimes they are making a better wudu than you. So you learn something. Same thing with Quran. Oh, I'm reading Quran for 15 years, 20 years. But go and read to someone, and then you realize, you know what, I need to improve my Quran. Same thing with our dressing, our social behavior. If we go into the company of people, or we go and sit down with masters in a given field, whether it's Quran, whether it's Hadith, whether it's Sunnah, whether it's dress code, whether it's politics, whether it's economics, you will notice there's always room for improvement. That is why in America, they have teachers have to go through these programs every so often. They have to take classes. Why do they have to take classes? Because once you take classes, you get realigned to what's going on in the educational field. So Allah is now, with all these challenges, Allah is telling us, get realigned. The struggles are real. The challenges you are going through are real. They are coming to you for a reason. All your challenges that you are going through, whether it's physical, whether it's social, whether it's political, it's coming for a reason to get you back and focus on Allah. So Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. Allah is addressing humanity. He's not just saying Muslims here. He's addressing humanity and saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, whoever you may be, U'budu rabbakum, worship Allah. Worship your Allah. Worship your Rabb. Who is Rabb? The definition of the word Rabb is that which nurtures. Like a baby, you have to nurture a baby before a baby starts eating solid foods. How do you nurture the baby? Simple. First, it is liquids. Thereafter, they give that mashy, what do you call baby food? Your child doesn't eat baby food yet? Gerber, whatever. I'm not promoting Gerber. They say Gerber really is not very, very healthy. They say that's what they say. But anyway, you give them all those soft foods. Then slowly you give them a little bit harder food. Then you give them meat after some time. When a baby is born, you don't start shoving meat in a baby. That poor baby will die. So Allah is saying the same thing. That remember Allah, worship Allah who's your Rabb. Rabb means that which? That which does what? That which nurtures. What's nurtures? Slowly, slowly. What? No, slowly, slowly develops a person. Right? That when you are born, you start running when you are born? No, slowly. So first, you're sleeping on your back. Then what you do? You start moving. Then what you do? Start falling a little. Then crawling. Then what? Crawling, trying to walk and then falling and then walking. What's happening throughout? It's a little step. That's what the word Rabb means. What does the word Rabb mean? Yes, that which nurtures you step by step. So this is showing you something very, very important. That Allah takes everything step by step. But me and you, for those of us that get married, we expect people to know things immediately. Or what some guys say, they look at their wives and say, you're so dumb. How old are you? 23 years old, you don't know how to cook. You don't know how to do this. You don't know how to do that. No, it's nothing to do with dumbness or smartness. Everything comes slowly. Everything comes slowly. So Allah is saying, I went slowly with you, O people. Why with me you want to rush? Money, immediately. Education, immediately. Quran, immediately. From Allah we demand immediately. But when Allah gives us, He develops us slowly, slowly. And He makes us into these nice, perfect individuals. So that is what Rabb means. So, O people, worship your Rabb. Worship that which has developed you. Alladhi khalaqakum. And the one that has created you. The one that has given you life from a state of death. And walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Not only has created you, He has created those before you as well. So Allah is saying, I have brought people before you, I am bringing you, and after you I will continue and bring other people as well. So therefore, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Since Allah is so magnificent, Allah is so great, that He is able to do all these things. Have you ever tried creating anything? Have you ever created anything? Nothing. Never made anything in your life. From the day you were born, yes, you made clay. Now what did you do with clay? You made some shape. How long did it take you to make that shape? Hours. And when you looked at it, what did you do? Did you keep it or did you break it then? You keep it for a little bit. See, that's the key. Because as you, what do you do later on? You're a smart man. What do? You look at it, you made it, and you say, no, man, this is not good. Break it, remake it, and you keep on doing that. Imagine Allah did that to me and you. He made you. Nah, this is not perfect. Break him. Make him again. What's going to happen? Can be a big problem, right? So what is Allah saying here? Allah is saying, I made you, not like how you make those Play-Doh things that makes and breaks. I made you so perfect that you are worth keeping. That's why your parents love you. Don't they love you? Don't they keep you? When they walk in and they say, get out, man, go from here. Did you do that? They don't do that. They keep you. Why? Because Allah made you what? لَقَدَ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. He made you what? He made you perfect. He made you perfect. Look at your hands. Look at your hands. Do you see one finger coming out here, one finger going that way? Isn't it perfect? Now, it doesn't look perfect. It doesn't look straight. But look, when you move it, it can grab things. Now, all of a sudden, it's not long anymore. It becomes even. Like this, when you look at it, it doesn't look perfect, does it? To me and you, it doesn't. But Allah knows what He did. And eventually, He made it perfect. See, your nose is sticking out. It looks like it's in the wrong place. But do you know how much your nose protects you? Ever went into a window? What you hit first? And then you stop. Imagine if your nose was not there. Your face would get busted. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? So Allah says, what? I made you all. You're laughing. It sounds funny. But it's not. It's serious. Right, Shia? Isn't it serious? Exactly. Look at your eyes. Your eyes are not on your head. Your eyes. And look at your eyes. Something is protecting your eyes. All these bones are not there just for fun. So what is Allah saying? Allah is saying, I created you. I created you from nothing. I created you people before you. And this is my system I keep on creating. And Allah is saying, I'm teaching you about yourself. Things that you may forget. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may become the best of best. See, it's easy to be a Muslim. It's easy to sometimes have iman. It's easy even to be a believer. But to get taqwa, to become perfect, to become, what does taqwa mean? You are young, what does taqwa mean? Yes. What does taqwa mean? Hamza, right? What does taqwa mean? You have to know. What does taqwa mean? Taqwa means to do the correct thing in the correct manner at the correct time. Now, let me give you an example. Does Islam like you to put hot things in your food? In Deen, can you put hot things in your mouth? Right? Generally, you shouldn't put hot things. Why? Because you can burn yourself. Right? But can you drink hot tea? Why? But you can't put hot things, but you can put hot tea. How come? Because tea is meant to be drank hot. But at the same time, there's a way in which you drink tea. You don't put tea on your hands, do you? You put hot tea and start drinking it? No, you don't. Why? Exactly. So what does taqwa mean? Taqwa means doing the right thing at the right time in the right manner. What? Doing the right thing at the right time in the right manner. So some things are drank hot. Do you drink ice cream hot? No, you don't. Why? You drink ice cream or you're drinking milkshake, right? It doesn't taste the same. Because to make ice cream into milkshake or to make ice cream, you drink it hot, it's not done. It's maybe drinking the right thing, but you're drinking it the wrong way. So that's what taqwa means. Doing the right thing at the right time in the right manner. That's a very important thing. Why it's important is because of the following. Sometimes you have to have certain medication. And that medication may not have an ingredient that will be perfect for you. Because with Islam, you certain things you can't have. But there is no substitute. There is nothing else. So what are you going to say? No, I'm not going to have it because taqwa demands that I can't have anything that has anything doubtful in it. Therefore, I'm going to die. You can't do that. until you get a substitute. If there's no substitute, then you got to live, because living is better than what? Dying. That's what. So what does taqwa mean? Doing the right thing, in the right time, in the right manner, etc., etc. And that's what Allah is saying. That is what Allah wants for you and I. Now Allah is saying, thereafter, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Allah is now showing His greatness. Because insan likes to argue. Insan will say, no, no, no. You know, I don't think this is perfect. I don't think that is perfect. I don't think I need to become a person that attains taqwa. Maybe I don't. Maybe humans like to argue. They like fighting. That is how insan is. So Allah says, before you fight with me, now I'm going to tell you something else. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Allah is saying, I'm your creator who has, as far as the earth is concerned, I made it like a bedding. I made it like a beautiful place that you can walk on. Now you walk places, right? When you walk, how do you walk? Does things start poking you when you're walking? No. When you start walking, does all of a sudden one part of the ground becomes up, another one goes down, and you start jumping when you're walking like a rabbit? No, you don't do that. Allah is saying, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. I made the earth a beautiful spread. And if it's not a beautiful spread, I've given you the brains to make it what? Smooth. See, you are sitting right now. It's comfortable, isn't it? Allah is saying, I made it for you that way. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. So the ground is nice, smooth, comfortable. And on top, I made what for you? Allah is saying, a canopy. Yes, a sky. When you look up, what do you see? A big hole? No, what do you see? What do you see? You see something. Yeah, what do you see? Just see blue? Right, you see clouds. You see blue. What else you see? Exactly. And different shapes. Sun coming out. The moon. The stars. So when you look up, does it look boring? No, it doesn't look boring. So Allah is saying that on the ground I gave you comfort. When you look down, you have comfort. When you look up, you even have comfort. And you are able to appreciate. And Allah says, وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And as you are enjoying the beautiful comfort, I didn't just say it has no value up there. I've given that comfort in such a way to you that later on it will also send down water. And why will I send down water? فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. That the water may come down, it may go into the ground, and it will make things that are supposed to become soft, soft in nature. Thereafter, the seed, upon it gaining softness, it'll do what? Yes, it'll sprout. So Allah is saying, I've created nothing in vain. I've given you a ground, but the ground has value. I've given you the sky have value. As I've always said, and I'll say it again to the young ones over here, the idea of everything you do has to have purpose and has to have function. It has to have purpose and has to have function. Allah is saying everything that I created has purpose and function. Let me give you a simple example. Why is the iPhone so famous? Why did it become so famous? You all know iPhone, right? You all are young. Yes. Why is the iPhone so famous? Huh? It's the first smartphone. No, but why is it? I mean, many smartphones out there. In fact, many smartphones are dumb compared to the iPhone, which is really smart. Why? What did he do? The maker, who's the guy, Cook, what's his name? No, Gates, I forget. Steve Jobs. Yeah, what did he do? Yeah, something else he did. Yeah, you're right. They say he put how many systems together in that phone? That's what he did. He put your laptop, your PC, your phone. He put everything in one system. And basically, that's exactly what you have. You have your whole computer on one hand. But others were doing what? They were separating things. So he gave you value when you touch that item. And many people don't realize that. They hold it, they go, it's my phone. I got the new iPhone. They don't even know why they have the iPhone. The iPhone is not just for iPhone. It's supposed to put everything together so you don't need multiple machines. Everything is in your hand and you can function. That's what Allah is saying here. That I've given you everything and I've given value. That everything you're seeing is not just, oh my goodness, the ground looks pretty. Oh my goodness, the sky looks nice. It's nothing to do with the ground looking pretty and the sky looking nice. It's a function. Therefore, you are here. Why are you here? For a function. You are here to take something with you. Hopefully, you learn something. And you can use it in your life and make it of value to you and those around you. That is what Allah is saying. That everything I've created for you, insan, I've given it to you so you can have a good life. You can enjoy your life. You can have pleasure. You can relax. And at the same time, you can give benefit to others. Allah has given you benefit. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Allah is saying, because I have done all these things for you, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ Do not make for Allah what? Do not make for Allah a partner. Do not make for Allah something that Allah is not. Do not try to create anything equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave Allah as magnificent. Why is He magnificent? Because He gave us what? Gave you life. What else He gave you? Food. What else He gives you? The ground. What else He gives you? The sky. What else He gives you? Water from the sky. He gives you the sun. All these, Allah is saying, I'm giving you. And after I've given you all this, you want to take partners? You want to worship insan? You want to worship idols? You want to worship your job? You want to worship your school? You want to worship men? You want to worship women? You want to worship your children? You want to worship your parents? I'm not saying don't respect. I'm not saying don't appreciate all these things. But there is nothing equal to Allah. Meaning, salah time, do your salah. Zakah time, do your zakah. Hajj time, go for your hajj. Obedience to parents, be obedient to your parents. Feeding your children, feed them. Give them the best. But فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا Understand, while you go about your work, do not try to bring about partnership to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is one and He's the giver of all these things. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ And what Allah says? Don't bring partners to Allah or anything equal to Allah while you know all these things. Right? You know Allah is great, right? You know Allah is magnificent, right? You know Allah gives sustenance, right? Allah is saying, you know all these things. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ While you know all these things, why are you doing that? That's not fair. So Allah is saying, don't do it and remain focused on Him. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ Now Allah is saying, now sometimes what happens, we get in doubt. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ Allah says, but sometimes shaitan will play games with you. And how will he play games with you? You'll study hard for an exam and you get a bad grade. And what you'll say? I studied so hard. Where's my Allah? I paid my taxes and yet the IRS is still harassing me. I've done all the, I go to work on time. I'm so good. I'm so nice. But they're not giving me a promotion. Where's Allah? Where's Allah? Shaitan plays these games with you. So Allah is saying, وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ If you are in doubt about what we have revealed, what we have sent down to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, if you are ever in doubt regarding it, فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ Then go and bring a Quran like the Quran. Go, forget the Quran. Allah is saying, go bring a surah like it. Just bring a part like the Quran. Bring a something that can resemble It sounds beautiful when you read from the Quran. If anybody else does it, it just doesn't sound. If you bring similar words, it just won't come. In fact, many of the munafiqs, what they used to do? They should start writing poetry. And let's say, see, Muhammad has the Quran, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We too can make one. But it never passed the test of time. People listen to it and say, what is this word? It even sounds weird. And they let go of it. So people tried to bring other books like the Quran. They tried to bring words like it, but in the end it failed. Allah is saying, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ. Go and bring it. Go and وَدُعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And try to produce all these things with all your friends, with all your buddies out there. وَدُعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And you'll realize that if you are truly truthful to what Allah has given you, then you will realize not only can you not produce it, it is best to follow Allah the way Allah wants you to follow. Thereafter Allah says, after He tells you go to bring a surah or something like the Quran, then Allah says, you know what, I'm not going to waste my time and waiting for you to bring it. Look at Allah's thinking here. Look at how Allah is sharing His wisdom to us. First He tells you to bring it, right? Thereafter He says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. Not only will you not be able to bring it or do that, لَنْ تَفْعَلُوا, you will never be able to do it. So I'm not going to sit here waiting for you. Because the munafiqs, what they did, they tried to make something. So Allah says, look, I'm not even going to wait for it. Because I know you can't do it. And Allah says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. لَمْ and لَنْ has two different meanings. One is, you cannot do it. Then Allah says, وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. And not only can you not do it, you will never be able to do it. However, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ. Since you are thinking you can do it, and since you want to challenge Allah, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ. Fear the fire of Allah. Fear the wrath of Allah. Fear the fire. Because by you challenging Allah, you're going to destroy yourself and destroy those around you by making them go towards it. Allati, whatever fire. Allati, the one, waquduha an-nas. That type of fire whose fuel will be people, waquduha an-nas wal hijara. The fuel of Jahannam is people, and not only people, and stones as well. So they will be crackling, things will be popping, and as you know, to make fuel, you need energy. The size of you and I is not going to be the same in the day, on the day of Qiyamah, and when it comes to Jannah and Jahannam. Everything changes. Your shape changes, your body changes, and you become this larger creature than what you are. I mean, think about it. Otherwise, you're going to be under the sun. I mean, you know, when they do the questioning, when the questioning takes place, when Allah questions, it's not going to be like, you know, the sun is going to be up there and you're going to be down here. It's not, it's going to be as if it's all above you and you will melt by nature. So Allah SWT made everything proportionate so we can do what needs to be done on that given day. And Allama Suyuti, of course, in his tafsir, makes mention of this as well. So Allah says, as far as the fire is concerned, its fuel is going to be insan, and its fuel is going to be stones. And u'iddat lil kafirin, it is prepared for the one that chooses to deny Allah and Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah says, however, now Allah says something that sounds very negative. So naturally, when you read all this, you get depressed, you get sad, you get upset. You know, all these things everyone should know. We should know to worship Allah. We should know that Allah is the creator. We should know that Allah created the heaven. Allah created the earth. Allah created the sky. We should know this. But because we forget, Allah says, I will now create a reminder that if you continue to forget and you continue to be misdirected, then I'm going to punish you. That's what Allah is saying. Thereafter He says, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. However, there is good news. After the bad news, what do they tell you in school? You want what first? Don't they tell you that in school? Yes. So yeah, Allah is doing what? Giving you what news first? What, you sound happy stuff? You sound confused. What did He talk about? Yeah, what did He talk about? Jahannam. Jahannam is good or bad? It's a serious thing, right? So first comes what? Bad news. Now he gives you what? Good news. What's the good news? You waiting for me to tell you? That's what you're waiting for, right? Okay. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He says, glad tidings for the one that has iman. Who has iman? What is iman? Iman is believing in Allah. Believing in believing the messenger, believing the malaika, believing in the kutub, the various kitab. And not just believing, doing what? Living your life in accordance to it. Today in Jummah, what you spoke about? The khutbah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Our duty is what? To follow who? Follow the Prophet of Allah. That is a sign of iman. So Allah is saying, for the one that decided to do this, tell them, days, خُشْ خَبْرِ, days, glad tidings for them. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. You don't only say you believe in Allah and Rasulullah, you also have to do amilu salihat. You have to do good things. You have to follow Allah the way Allah wants you to follow Him. You have to follow the Prophet the way the Prophet wants you to, and the way Allah wants you to follow Him. Anna lahum jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. For them, there will be gardens, and gardens, and underneath the gardens will be what? Rivers that will be flowing. You ever went to aquarium? I'm sure you never went to aquarium. How come you went to aquarium? You ever walked on glass in aquarium? Do they have those type of aquariums here? Where you walk on the glass and underneath there is water. Have you ever walked on glass and there is water underneath? Have you ever walked on any bridge where you see down and you see fish? Is that fish up? A flying fish. What did you see? Saw a fish. Okay. You ever went to an aquarium? You ever saw it? Sometimes they have on glass, right? Sometimes when you go to an aquarium, they have a glass and behind that, what they have? Water and fish. Now, in Jannah, what will it be? Underneath you also, you'll be able to see what? Underneath, exactly. Because it's Jannah. And some places in America, you have this where people walk on glass and down, they say, look at the fish, it looks so nice, it looks so nice. Because it's pretty, it looks beautiful. Right? Allah is saying the same thing. If you did good things and you believed in Allah and you did the right thing, Allah says, Jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar, I will give you a Jannah, and for them there shall be the gardens beneath which rivers are flowing. Let me tell you something. That aquarium we talked about, where do you think they got the idea from? That there must be glass, and underneath it is water, and underneath it is fish, and you can see. Where do you think they got the idea from? But where they got the idea from? From the Quran. From the Quran. See, Shaitan is very clever. What Shaitan does, Shaitan wants to distract you. Now, when Allah tells you there is going to be, what you call this, rivers flowing beneath, what do we say? Can't be, man. Can't be. But logically, you can't think about it, right? So we say can't be. And when you go to the aquarium and you see it, what happens? You don't say, MashaAllah, Allah said this in the Quran. What do you say? You say, Soban Saab is an engineer. That guy is an engineer. That guy was brilliant. Look what he invented. That's what you say. Isn't that you say that? Don't you say, look at that building, man. That building, that architect that made it, he was a smart man. Allah said in the Quran, Allah talks about buildings. Allah talks about mountains. Allah talks about the rivers. Allah talks about it here. So what is Allah saying? Allah is saying, I'm going to give you all this in Jannah. What is Shaitan trying to do? He's trying to give you in the dunya so you forget about Jannah, so you get caught up in the world. That's what Shaitan is doing. Understand? So what Allah is saying here? Jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. All these beautiful things you'll see over there. Kullama ruziqu minha min thamaratir rizqan qalu hadha alladhi ruziqna min qablu wa utubihi mutashabiha. And whenever they are given fruit to eat, fruit, you eat fruit, bananas, oranges, mangoes, all those things are called fruit. And when they eat that fruit that Allah will give them, they will say, we have never eaten anything like this before. In fact, you eat one little grain of it or one little amount of it. Every time you eat it, it will be more tasty than the previous time. And it will be as if it's something that never even came close to even tasting in this world. So Allah is saying they'll be given that as rizq, as sustenance. That means they'll be given beauty upon beauty on every level. And they will say, we have never ever gotten anything like this before. Who gets this? What type of person? I said it many times. Who gets this? The one that has what? Has iman. And what else? They must do what with the iman? Come on, young guys. What do you do with the iman? Amilus salihat. What does that mean? To pray, to do good things. Everything is not prayer. All young people ask them, how are you going to do good? Pray. What do you guys pray whole day? Is that what you do whole day? Everything is not prayer. Everything is not prayer. Amilus salihat means doing good things all the time. And when you do good things all the time, that is like as if you are praying. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not only about what? You're performing what? Salah all the time. Understand what I'm saying? Okay. Then he says, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَّهَرَةٌ. And there'll be a beautiful individuals for you to interact with. There'll be beautiful spouses for you to interact with and be with. And they'll be always happy. And they'll always be youthful, whether it's male or female. And you'll enjoy their company. We have to understand one thing as adults. That the person that we marry or have married, they may be beautiful one day in their life. But from the time that they are beautiful, they're never going to get that beauty back. It's like the stock market going down. Today they have it, whether it's male or female, and gradually, it gets less and less and less. That's number one. Number two, humans are addicted to beauty by nature. So what they want to do? They want to maintain what they had. They know it's going down. They want to fight it and make it perfect again. And they get desperate in nature at times. And what do? They start looking for other people that are beautiful out there to replace what they have. So the male wants to replace his wife. The female wants to replace their husband. Because by human nature, we like beauty. Nobody gets up in the morning and says, you know what, I don't care. Even if the person is ugly, I like them. It doesn't happen that way. The fitrah of insan is always to be attracted to that which is nice. So Allah is saying, he's passing a message here. Allah is passing a very powerful message. And the message is, have iman, do good things, be in a relationship, be in a halal relationship, try to make it work out. And if things sometimes go up and down, don't let that depress you. Because this is this world. And that's how this world is. It is up and down. However, as far as the akhirah is concerned, I will give you the best of best. وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And in it you will dwell. In it you will live. In it you will enjoy. And Allah will give you more. And Allah will give you more and more of everything. So inshallah, you want us to do a little bit more or stop right over here? What's how many minutes have finished so far? Do you see over here? Do you have 603? Let's just do one more ayah. Let's do one more ayah. And then inshallah we'll be done. 39 minutes is quite a lot. So yeah, let's just call it over there. Is that okay? Is it okay? We spoke quite a lot. So let's just summarize what we have done today here, inshallah. And we'll call it a night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically addressing the munafiqs. And after he's addressing the munafiqs, he's addressing the people in general, everyone. And he's making a plea. He's making a begging. In other words, he's begging you. He's saying, U'budu. U'budu means worship Allah. He's not saying, if you want to worship, worship. If you want to think about it, no. He said, U'budu. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, worship Allah. He's not leaving any room for argument. Why? Because he's saying, I created you, I created the people before you, I created your grandparents, your great-grandparents, all the way up to Adam alayhi salam. I created you all. And why do I want you to worship? I want you to worship so that way you can attain taqwa and attain piety and attain goodness and attain the ability in distinguishing between right and wrong. And Allah is talking about the things He has given us. He's given us the ground. He's given us the skies. He sent water down from the skies. He has allowed fruit to come out from the ground by allowing the seed to germinate. Allah is saying, I'm giving you, and I'm giving you. So don't mix me up with anything else. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. How can you, while you know of my greatness, equate me with anything else? Allah says, if you did that, it is very, very sad. Thereafter, Allah says, if you want, go and bring a surah. Go bring a paragraph like that of the Quran. Allah says, go with your friends, go with your community, go with everyone. Try and bring it. Allah says, you'll never be able to do it. And if you are truthful in nature, you'll realize you can't do it and you'll submit yourself to Allah. Thereafter, Allah says something very, very serious. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ. Don't even try to go bring the Quran like my Quran. Because not only you will not be able to do it, you will never be able to do it. And if you are thinking about doing it and not making istighfar, and you are wanting to do bad things, Allah says, prepare for yourself for the fire. Prepare and understand, fear the fire, because you will never be able to prepare for it at all. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. It will be made up of humans, it will be made up of stone, and it's going to be a very painful sight. It is made only for one group of people. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. For those that wish to reject Allah the Mighty, and Allah who is the sustainer, giver of everything that we have been able to accomplish. Thereafter Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah gives glad tidings to the believer, the one that wishes to believe and do good things. Allah says, for you have prepared a beautiful paradise, a paradise in which there will be flowing, beautiful gardens, water that will be flowing beneath gardens, underneath it will be every type of magnificent thing that can flow, and every type of thing you can imagine, that's where you will see it. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةً. And you'll have access to every type of fruit. And you'll be having such beautiful fruit that every time you eat into it, it'll be as if it is brand new. And the taste will be even more unique, tasting better than the previous taste that has come into your mouth. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَرَةً. And you'll have spouses. Everyone says, this ayah is referring to just men having a good time. No. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَرَةً. That there will be spouses for men, beautiful women, for women, beautiful men, etc., etc. And they will be pure. They won't have wrinkles. They won't have a pot belly. They won't have all these negative things that you see in today's time that some of our men have, some of our women have. None of that will be over there. It'll be pure. No dirtiness will come out from them. No filth will come out from them. There won't be the smell of vomit. There won't be a smell of morning breath. Nothing of that. It'll be pure upon pure, and enjoyment upon enjoyment for men, for women, for everyone. وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And in it, inshallah, you will dwell forever and ever. May Allah SWT help us and guide us and give us the opportunity of doing good things so we can attain this, not only inshallah, a glimpse of it in this world, but definitely in its entirety in the hereafter. May Allah SWT help us and guide us at all times. وَأَخُدَ وَنْ